Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is December 1st. Gosh, every time I come across a new month, and the month I've been on the air about 10, 12 months now, it's amazing how each month comes so quickly. And we've already had Thanksgiving, and we have barely 4 weeks until, 25 days, I guess, until Christmas. What an amazing year it's been for all of us. I know there's a lot of suffering. I'm actually getting to a point tonight, something wrenching my heart tonight. I had a gal call me whose best friend's child killed himself over the weekend. And, gosh, it's making us really be grateful, really look at what our lives are about and to give thanks at this time of year. I spent last Thursday with my son and his wife and two little tiny girls, 1 and 3 years old, for Thanksgiving. And even though at times you don't just say the prayers, I did want to say to the kids, and I did say, that how grateful I was to have a Thanksgiving and to have the bounty, because there's so much unhappiness. And, you know, you kids, people call me quite often with with all kinds of unpleasantness in their life. And over the weekend, someone lost a child. And the young man was able to get hold of a gun. And there were guns in the house. He had evidently some exposure, but no lead up. And my heart, being a parent and a grandmother, it is so hard to have to counsel people when there's the grief of a child, the child's death. And so that's kind of what our evening forum is about tonight, is to understand and balance what we have as bounty. Those of you who have unpleasant things happen in your life, you still have your health. Those of you who have lost your possessions, maybe after a fire, the only thing you have is each other. Yet there are people who have possessions and have wealth, yet they lose a child. There doesn't seem to be much balance there, and my heart is really sad tonight as we talk about things like this. So, hello, and Bright Sorcerer in the room, and Kathy's in here, Blue Diamond, Authentic Living Coach, and the gal, the Authentic Living Coach. It is really hard. It is very difficult to counsel, and I've had three months of people coming and seeking me out because I'm able to tell them who's grieved their child at death and what is the child up to and what is the child doing after only 2 days. I did sense the child's with the mother, and their child will be going through a lot of grief. And so anyway, that's my forte. That's what I deal with. I'm also here to help you in any other things, but at times like this, it saddens my heart at the holidays to have to deal with this. So let's talk about some fun things tonight. Anybody have any predictions? I'm helping a group of business people with some ideas. And in the meantime, because I click into the universe, I'm sure some of you do this also, we have a perception of changes to come. And I want to say positive, because here we are at the holidays and the bank accounts aren't so great that we can buy what we want for everybody. But you have to put it in perspective. If you have your health, and you have your family, that's a treasure beyond measurement. And I do have teenage grandchildren, and I have young 1 and a 3-year-old babies that we get to open the gifts this Christmas. And they are so innocent. They are not knowing what has happened around us. And I just give a lot of, I wish I give hugs to everybody in the planet that are going through hard times, and especially this family having lost a child just on Saturday. I'd like to give the guest call-in number for those in the audience that would like to touch base with us. And if anybody has any good news, I would love to hear some. Area code 347-205-9071. Right, Sarsha, you have nothing to complain about, but I thought you put TV. Some of my shows, I watch so few that I do have it on in the background, but Pushing Up Daisies. I like that show. And I understand they're not going to have it on anymore. Who do we write if we want a show to be put back on the air? So Psychic Essence, Nancy, have that major show in so long. You know, it's very hard to keep a schedule so that you get I have been neglectful. Kathy, I know you have a show and so many others, but a lot of times my clientele touch base with me in the evenings, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock is actually my last appointment. By the time I settle down, I'm pooped. So I will, if you do me a favor, email me, send a little message, and I will go to your show. And I need to mark some favorites, you guys. You put me as a favorite. I've got to skirt around and do that. That's good news. I'm going to do that this weekend, this week coming up, because you out there have put so much effort into your shows, and you sometimes have the best call-ins, and I just flit around, and I love it. I just love it. And kids calling from all different states. By the way, I will answer questions for the chat room. And my sister may give a little call-in. I look forward to it. Anyway, the call-in number again is 347-205-9071. My website is nancymaps.com, and the reason I brought that up is I should tell people that I do have a website. But my sister and I, Bonnie, who lives in Seattle, you know I live at the Mexican border in Arizona, we put a show together, Blog Talk Radio, Psychic-Sisters-Talk, and our website is psychicsisterstalk.com. You can see what we look like. I look like my picture, just a year or two older, 2 years older, I think, now. And my sister and I have a website. Father was very, very gifted. Mom, American Indian. My father's English, Irish, and Scotch. So we have the leprechauns on one side and the spirit worshipers. So my sister looks English, and I look the American Indian, but she has intuitiveness, and with me, we kind of have a fun show. We've only had it on for a month. All fun, very fun. Try and make it fun. Serious matters, but try and make it fun. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. You treat us with lots of love on your own show. You know I do. I believe that everybody's intuitive, and those of you out there that have shows, and can give help to those who are can't afford my services, call in on the show. Absolutely. If you want private time, then call us, me or anybody else that works, because I feel like service to humanity is service to man. I think that's when you have personal satisfaction to the greatest degree. Help family, absolutely. But I can't read my family and my best friends. So sometimes I come to you for a reading. And it's so prevalent. There's so many people in America who have truly good gifts and try to help others. And by the way, unless you force me to put my computer glasses on, if you want me to answer a question, do me a favor and type it in caps. I will not look at it as you're shouting at me, but rather to pay attention to it. Okay, the show for my sister and myself, Psychic Sisters Talk. That's sister with an F, and then T-A-L-K. com. I built that website in an afternoon. My sister worked, she's a law, and she worked 4 years for a real estate attorney, and then she had the most marvelous job working the last 7 years for a very large law firm in Seattle. Well, guess what happened? That law firm worked for Lehman Brothers. So when Lehman Brothers ditched, they all lost their job, 350 people in one location in Seattle. So on the skirts of looking at what she needs to do, she's able to take care of another while she's in the hospital. But she says, Nancy, I want to do a show with you. Wow, okay. So, and then I jumped right in and put the work together, and she and I have had lots of fun. So with her law and politics and economic background, and I have an engineering background, but 19 years of helping your kids, we are having fun. I do see Twisted Sisters. Nice. We're so different. It is actually quite amazing. She's a blonde, blue eyes, just as blue eyes as you can see the sky, and blonde, white hair all her life. And I am this dark, almost black eyes because it's Indian. So anyway, thank you, girls. The spirited lady. Actually, yes. you know, I've suffered with this all my life, not knowing what's going on. So I want to get to a couple calls so we can chit-chat and keep going. I see the area code 412 is on the line. And who am I talking to?
Julia.
Julia, hello, dear. And what state are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, Pennsylvania. I have a bunch of Penn State kids that call me. Are you go Penn State?
No.
I
went to a branch of the Penn State school to become a paralegal a little while back, but that's about it.
I have kids calling me from different colleges. So fun. Like I said, I help a lot of young people, and there was a clique of girls all going to Penn State. And the reason I remember it is they have a show on TV about a group of kids who go to Penn State, and they do a haunted or something, some kind of paranormal group. So when I watched that group, I realized, so anyway, make a long story short. Julie, what can I do for you tonight, girl?
I just wondered if you saw anything in my future coming up as far as any changes in my career or love life. And then also my good friend had passed, and I just wondered if she had a message for me.
You're asking for a whole session, so be fair to everybody. Narrow it down to one section. You know, I can only, if I could give 10, 15 minutes to everybody, everybody.
Oh, sure. So I guess whatever you pick up.
Okay. I really don't pick, if you're paralegal now, looks like your feet are in cement, it's going to stay there, and I would stay there. Your form may cut back a little bit, but I see you safe, so stay there. And then the other person that shows up, I don't know if it's a girlfriend or not, are you a petite lady? Are you about 5'4", 5'3"? I mean, 5'3", or 5'4"?
No, my mom was,
okay, she passed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so it is mom. And was she a little wider at the hip as she got older in life and a little fuller in the bosom?
Yes.
Okay, so your mom's with you, because I saw her very, very clearly. Now, you didn't tell me if your girlfriend was a redhead or not.
She had, like, brownish hair, but she wore a reddish-brown wig
all the time. Okay, so she's also, and did she tell, and I'm trying to confirm it's her, she's kind of laughing out loud. Do you remember her having a little trouble with her teeth?
Yes. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so girlfriend's with you.
Oh,
and both of them showed up tonight more than I usually, because I felt very strong and wanted to talk to you about your career. Stay there, be safe. Remember, economy, kids, everybody, I'll do predictions if you want me to. I do feel another year of stress and then 1 year recovery at least. So if I feel like you can stay at your job, stay there. And the redheaded lady, if you want me to tell you it was red hair, and your mother are both with you. So that's way cool, girl. You can't get any better than that. How's that?
You bet.
All right,
okay,
sweet.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And then 831 area code. I wonder where that is. Okay, they moved. Okay, so there we go.
My name's Christina.
Oh, hello, Christina. And what state is 831?
I'm calling from California, Salinas, California.
Southern California, that's my old home state. I love it.
Oh, wow. Well, I had a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you could see for me. Like, am I in danger or am I okay?
You feel really okay to me. I see a move coming up within a couple of years, and it's for promotion or betterment. So when your kids call me for things, I usually pop out a couple of years to make sure that you're okay.
Well, I had a family member come here about a month ago, and his eyes changed black, including the whites of his eyes. And he did
say,
that's why I'm scared. Like, do I need to worry because this thing was in my house?
No,
and,
I don't get anything. I don't think this man's coming after you. You know, I do believe in possession. Let me give a plug. I'm collaborated with a gal, Karen, from California, and she could be in the chat room. If you're there, girl, let us know. Karen Rothstein out of Sacramento. She and I are dealing with hitchhikers. I don't feel like this man is after you, even if he came into your house. I feel you're safe. And I really believe, remember, this is my perspective. I'm very spiritual. I have a tremendous amount of faith. And if you believe that in your core, then nothing can hurt you.
Yes, I do, actually. And I've been, I had a waking vision prior to him coming, and I've never in my life had a waking vision. And it was really for, you know, because I'm not sure, you know, what you experienced personally, but I'm a first timer with a waking vision, and I saw him come to my house, and when I went to the door, he was not there. And 8 days after I had the vision, he showed up. And then I also saw him going to jail, and I also saw him dead in a coffin. And these all happened within 8 days of each other, except for the last part. And
so I don't know about Beth, but I don't get him in your space. He's not after you.
Okay. Okay, because I was just thinking, and I've been having this really overwhelming feeling to write. Right. Do you see that at all in my future?
I think if you start the process now, if you work, stay at work. They're not telling me at the moment that you're going to make money from writing. It's down the road a ways, but you could start now. Because
well, what I would like to do is help people. Like, for me, I don't care about the money. If I could help people validate their own experiences or even help people just from, you know, my experiences in life, I would, that's all I need. That would be so much meaning for me, just to be able to help people.
I could talk a whole show. One of these days I'll have to do this. I had a whole career. I was an engineering supervisor at Pacific Bell. Can you believe that? And we never talked, and I have talked all the time. And I said, I have a tremendous amount of faith. And at one point, I had lost it because of cancer and divorce and all that. So again, my sight of you kids want to know what I went through. And I pledged myself, and I said I would do this. The downside is it can be overwhelming. And so I want you to create, and everybody in the room, hear me. You have to create balance in your life. And if you want to help people, all you have to do is tell God, and he'll show you the way. So if you want it, and you truly believe it comes from your soul, you will be given that direction. But you need to have balance. You need to have a career from it. If you have a career on the side, don't give it up. If you do this, then just ask the universe, because I do see the words. I see words ahead of you, but it's almost 2 years from now, so it shows you're not going to die. And then I see you as part of a group helping people. So that's Meals on Wheels kind of analogy. You go to Africa, or you build, like, the homes that Jimmy Carter's family, something. But that's part of the future. That's not now. And it could be that you passed the test as an individual who had an attachment or demon or something. It didn't bother you, so you're not going to get hurt.
I felt passed no fear when I looked into its eyes. I felt like, because I've never in my life been had a family, and to really know what a family meant, and I feel so rich in my life, even though financially we just get by, but that doesn't matter. Behind closed doors, I just feel so happy. And when I saw this happen, I felt angry, like I am not going to let anything come in and destroy my family. And at the same time, I don't like bullies. I don't like people who hurt people. And I really want to stand up for people. And I think of an entity or anything that's dark as the same thing. Like, I just really want to stand up and help people. But I also have to start studying, because this really, after it happened, it was really hard for me to believe my own eyes. I kept thinking, well, was there a reflection? It was dark in the room. And it was like, you know, I did ask out loud if there was anyone I could help, you know, put them in front of me, because it's no good if I can't help those, if I have a vision and, you know, I don't know who it is. And I just prayed about it. And it was a couple of weeks later that I had my first waking vision, and it was regarding him. And what had happened is, when we were little, my mother and my aunt, they dabbled.
Christina, we're going to be talking all half hour here. I can't talk that long with you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you don't know that I got, well, you don't know. So we have people listening, and I have questions in the chat room. Go ahead. Do me a favor and hang in here. I want to talk about
I'll listen the whole show.
Okay.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for just, you know, speaking with me. And, you know, I apologize. I don't want to,
take up too much time. No, don't worry about it. Just hang in there, because I want to speak to what you said real quick, okay? All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Kathy, I saw your question, and I see I'm missing out some other conversation going on. I don't know if you're seeing something here. She said something really, really important, and I want her to hear me say this. You have to trust and you have to believe that nothing can hurt you, because the prayer that spirit people talk to me, and we have 20 minutes into the show, so Christina, you can play this back and write it down or whatever. Did I lose that question from you, Kathy? Let me answer the question for Kathy really, really quick. Those who are in the paranormal or in the spiritual world, when we pass over, yes, communication with them would be easier. When people pass over and they don't have any belief at all, I can still communicate with them. And this 15-year-old child over the weekend, he's not talking to me because he's in grief. but it is possible to talk to anybody in spirit as long as they can hear and they want to hear. They can block it, but if you're like in the spiritual world, boy, those people just run over to me and say, "Hello, I'm here," and I'll talk to them, all my family. The downside talking to all the family is I get a lot of spirit people around me, and I don't pay attention because how can I find them? The universe brings me people I'm supposed to talk to because I put it in their face. I'm like, this is what's going on, and this is how I can give you information to help you. So I think that the universe directs to us people that will hear it our way. So that's why I'm not jealous of anybody. All I know is there's all these psychic people coming in the chat room. God bless you for being here. And if you get any information from me that you can give to your people, because your people will touch base with you because they're supposed to touch base with you. They don't call me because they're supposed to hear it from you your way. Your vibration radiates. The people who call me and get sessions from me is because somehow our vibration is compatible. It's like a love relationship. So if you can learn something from me, then so be it. And Christine, you're on your path, not for a couple more years. So just open the universe, and if I can help you, touch base with me. And on the heels of that, you know, you could do me a favor and type in CAPS. So I'll know you're trying to, because I was trying to hold on to Kathy's question. I don't know if I got it all. In the process of hanging up with Christine, I lost it. Oh, golly, golly. But I'll let you know that within a couple, at least a month, I'm putting a really comprehensive class together on ghosts, and it will be an online understanding of spirit kind and ghost kind. And then that is a preparation for the book I've been writing, so I'll put that book on the heels of that, and then I'm going to put a class material together, understanding relationships, and the book will associate with that. With the ghost book, I'm actually going to draw pictures of ghosts, the people you have me talk to, so that you have a better understanding how I see them. So that's a shameless plug for the class. But at the same time, with 19 years of experience, I'm every day talking to spirit kind and ghost. California Haunts and I have collaborated. And Karen Rothstein out of Sacramento. And do me a favor, if you kids want a newsletter from me, go to nancymaps.com and email. Because we'll be sending out newsletters. We're all three going to put newsletters together. So, oh, I know Christmas time is slow enough for me to finally catch up on some of the paperwork that you all want me to do. So I promise. Oh, gosh. Oh, is Karen in the room tonight? Hi, Karen. Let me see here. Cheryl and John are in. Let's see. Tina, Brandon, Paula, Kathy. Karen is in the room. Karen, are you in there, girl? So Karen and I on the side are trying to put together on hitchhikers. And Karen and I and Char of California Haunts are going to put a letter together. So if you want us to send a letter out to you letting us you know what we're doing next, give me an email, and then I'll forward on to who you want to hear from, okay? So I'm trying to look at the chat room. Hello, everybody. How fun it is. And those of you who came in fast, oh, Psychic Essence, do have a hope I am. I'll talk real quick. The reason I started out the way I did tonight, Karen, I don't want to lose your question here. I'm dealing with a young couple who, best friends, the son shot himself on Saturday, 15-year-old boy. And right after Thanksgiving, the middle year before Christmas, we have such hard times around us and the child who will leave also. I want us to be grateful and I want us to be excited. And if anybody has any good news, or you want me to do predictions tonight, or you have a prediction, let's just jump on it and have fun tonight. Psychic Essence asked, I have one mysterious spirit in my house who appeared to me once this past 2 days or so. They are very mysterious. Do you pick up anything? Psychic Essence, listen, girl, you wouldn't have written that if you weren't intuitive on the high end. You know, you have a whole house full of people. You didn't tell me what this individual, but I need to describe to you a man that is not part of your household, but he's part of the area you come from. I feel like he, not necessarily was a pioneer, but sometime between us and then, he's a tall, thin, brown clothing kind of, like he had clothing on and he lay down in a bedpan of mud. He's a tall, thinner guy, and I feel like he's lost. He's kind of like roaming around, but I don't know if that's what you see. There is a couple, I think they're grandma and grandpa's mother was really quite full-bodied. rounder in the shoulders and the back. You know, women get heavy and they kind of round in the back, heavier bosom and a larger hip. And she shows me a thin man as her husband. That's probably your grandparents. There's also a young man in your house, and he also needs help, or he could be family, brown hair. I think he's a young teen. So I'm not sure I know who all these people are, but you've got a whole house full of them. After my divorce a long time ago, I moved into a small house, and I kept telling people I had to move in the bigger house because my house is too crowded. Well, I moved to a bigger house, and it got more crowded. Every house I moved to is bigger, and it keeps filling up with people. So if you're intuitive, they know it. I did a lot of rescues early in my career, and it's very tiring. I do feel like you have one or two rescues around you. So I know the chat room is filling up. Do me a favor and write me a little note and let me know, who am I connecting to? I am not able to connect with the spirit. It's probably, did I describe the one that you had a sense of? Could be the one that's lost or inquisitive. The feeling I get with the man is, who are you and what am I doing here? So get it wherever you feel that essence, and then talk out loud. Say, I know you're lost. I don't know if I can help you. I'll sit down, piece of paper. Give me who you are, if you remember anything, and let me help you through it. Yes, Telstar, can dark beings nest in the energy of an earthbound spirit? Unfortunately, I do believe that's possible. Absolutely. So we can have hitchhikers even in spirit. Say you have a hitchhiker when you're flesh. When you go to spirit land, you may go clean initially, but I feel like an earthbound spirit, I mean a dark being, can hover around. And Karen and I now believe that you can come into life with an attachment from a prior life. So I don't know everything, but when she and I talk about these things and I get visions. In fact, she called me with an individual she was curious about. The first time I almost had I went, Karen, you know what I'm getting? I got an off-world entity attached to this human being. So is this a prior life on another planet or parallel universe? And this man come into flesh, this spirit's with him, comes from another planet. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe my psychic eyes. I just blink, blink, blink. And I was just dumbfounded. Karen, if you're in the room, you and I are probably chuckling together on this. Thank you very much, Christina. Thank you. Yes, I do believe in a divine order of everything, whether you call it blood or God or the universe or a universal energy force. There is something going on, girl. Oh, I love it. Okay. Karen, the baby, it's coming in July. The only thing I can pick up is a very strong personality. If we have a girl, I call these girls wall. I'm going to trip on my words here. Wall rippers. And they're very strong and masculine. My sense is light-haired, light-eyed male. But if it's a little girl, the same coloring, we got a very strong personality. Okay? I'm just having a lot of fun with you guys tonight. I'm trying to have fun. On the heels of just before I talked to you, by an hour of talking to Gail, how to deal with this boy that took his life. Psychic essence, the young man is the one I can pick up on. So that's the youth. And I'm not positive the youth is lost as much as the man is. Tall, thin, with brown-colored clothing on. But I don't know why clothing is such a brown. But it would be brown if you were laid in a mud bed of a river, that kind of brown. So in a quiet space, psychic essence, piece of paper in your hand, do me a favor and just ask if they can get a message. Or pick up a tape recorder and see if you get a EVP, okay? They came for dinner. They came for Thanksgiving, and then they never left. I love you. You know, I'm not saying that happens, but I do believe in transitory spirits, spirits who are kind of wandering, and they may not see all living kind, but they'd be attracted to psychic energy, and they may go from psychic individual in a residence or a neighborhood to another until they find someone that can hear them. I do believe that. Angel Wing, how fun are you? It is a young man. You can account for all the rest. Okay, so you do know who the grandparents are. Karen says, I wonder if you can make a country western song about the spirits that came and never left. Oh, Karen says, yes, she's a hypnotist. Karen, the hypnotist. Yes, I have removed dark beings to hitchhikers. They are nested. The first book I read where I didn't want to believe it was 15 years ago at least, was called The Unquiet Dead by Edith Tolori. And that was an eye-opener. It really was. I just didn't want to admit that all of our woes could be contributed to hitchhikers or nesters inside the boy. But I don't believe we all are, because I don't get it all the time. Even when I read people, I sometimes take a peek, and we are not all encumbered with hitchhikers or possessions. I think it just happens when tragedy or something significant lowers your boundaries. And then you can shake it off when you change your attitude. Psychic Essence, thank you. Nancy picked up on the spirit I wanted to know about. Oh, good, good. I don't know how I can do that, Psychic Essence. I do email readings, but I think it's because of all the years of readings. I love reading from the chat room. In fact, one night, wouldn't they do this, just let me read the chat room without you asking questions, because I can look at the names and get something once in a while. And one night, I was getting stuff and people writing, that's me, that's me. Oh, okay, Paula, I have a friend that passed away last year, and I'm wondering if you can see if he has a message for me. Well, the only thing about friends is if they have family. It's like the young man tonight, my client wanted me to know if I could get a message about how he's doing. Well, he was grieving, and he was so attached to the mother, but sometimes it's hard. So, Paula, can you just give me his first name, and I'll call it out and see if I can get him to pay attention, okay? The friend's name, what nickname or what people called him or what you called him, so that he'll answer. Yes, first-time caller. Well, hello there. Do you give mini reads? Well, I'll answer questions. Sometimes if it's more, it just rolls that way. Psych chick, how cute. If you have a question, do give it to me. And then I try to answer as many as I can in this hour. So Karen, I agree, a strong personality. Mother, strong personality and can handle it. Battle of the wits. If it's a little boy, it may be easier to raise than two strong women in the same household. Oh, Psychic Essence, thank you. I've gotten all the messages they have except for the young man. Ooh. You might have to do some channeling to find out if he belongs to your family or if he's found you. I was with California Haunts, and we did a ghost investigation of the entire town, seven residents and businesses, and there was a young man. I was there at Murphy's Hotel Halloween weekend, and there was a young man that seemed to follow us around. He was interested in who we were, but he wanted to know if his mother was part of our group. So the young man had been in spirit for quite a while, and in one of the residences, which had turned into a little business, this young man approached a woman and says, are you my mom? And I was quite taken aback, and the woman, wow, eyes got real big. So he may recognize you and think that you're someone that he should know if he's not family, okay? And one more thing from the kids in the chat room. I know it may be difficult, but hit the caps. It helps me read them, the questions, okay? Her husband passed over first. And she mourned him all the time, and I'm wondering if she met up with him on the other side. You know, when you say that, the husband, I don't know how much time it was between the two, but I am also seeing a heavier woman. So I don't know if I'm looking at her and she was heavier, or her mother was heavier and took care of her. Whether they hooked up or not, how soon has she passed, my first indication was whoever you're talking about, whoever they wanted to greet, be greeted by. I feel like a father and mother greeted her, and then she found the husband possibly. Curious how soon did he pass and she passed. If it was 6 months, if he died of a lingering disease, there's so much dynamics there, it's kind of difficult. My feeling is I had a smile on my face when I read that, that she did meet up with him, but I'm not sure who greeted her. If she was very fond to a tall, angular, brown-skinned man, a very tan individual, was that her husband or her father? Kind of not leathery-skinned man, but what I call an outdoors tan or darker. That man was with her. So if you remember her husband looking like that, then definitely the husband was there. I can't just give a cap answer because I won't. But if I describe the people, I have a really strong sense of something, I always say what I get. Stuart, Wild talks about nesters. Oh, my gosh, we could talk about this. That could be a whole show, Karen. Does a move to North Carolina sound like the place I will end up moving to? When I look at North Carolina, I'm not sure where your town, I didn't want to say it on the air, but if it's in the, if you get the map of North Carolina and cut it in half from left to right, and then if you cut it in top to bottom, the northeast quadrant next to the line that goes up and down is where I think you could end up. I think you have a couple places you're really looking at, and that's held in the north half versus the south half, okay? Okay, Essence, nice meeting you, young lady, and you're welcome to come back. Psychic Chick, you can just put it, if you put something in caps, your question, go ahead and write it in, because I promise I'm trying to look at them very carefully. Psychic, thank you very much for giving me a compliment. You know, I've been through a hard life, and people say, "No, Nancy, why did you do this?" And clearly I was born with this gift, and maybe God had to hit me on the head with a red brick called cancer to see the value that my gift can help others. Because after I was told I could live or would live, you have to have a purpose for living and continuing. So even though I had children, my soul, my career, even the early marriage and long marriage, it wasn't right anymore. When I got into this, I really wanted to help, like the gal Christine. Go for it, girl. If you say something and you mean it to the universe, you will be heard. So, you know, be ready. Oh, gosh. Okay. Good night, Psychic Essence. All right, let me scroll down. I'm trying not to miss any questions. If you haven't tapped it, I can see it a little bit better. Okay. In our house. Clover, I'm the believer, and my husband is not. He is the one seeing white figures in our house now. Oh, I love this. I know what we ladies. Yeah, I've had a couple of children. I remember when they were babies. I would be, of course, being intuitive. But they could all of a sudden, they just a little small little in their bed, and I would be up and out, you know, looking at them. So we women are used to having this intuitiveness. And in this day and age, I have young men call me in the 20s. I have this ability. But our gentleman we've been married to 10, 20 years, you know, if they come up and they see things, that gives us permission. Jump right in and bring him along. He is seeing what I would call, in his eyes, he's seeing this smoky white figures. So the spirit person knows that maybe he can't see them as they are full-bodied as they were in life. So he's seeing a shape. I'm getting a sense of the smoky look. The best way for you to see would be to get a hand mirror and give it to him, and the next time he sees this, turn away, turn up the hand mirror, look in the hand mirror, and direct the hand mirror toward the mist or scope around. The idea is to trick your brain. And maybe your brain then can see the person as they are, because we human beings who are not into metaphysics, and they get, oh, my God, I'm seeing it. You know, I could just hear them say, oh, my gosh, what is that? You have to trick your brain into being able to see it, because the brain will say, oops, I don't know if I won't believe in that. And it shuts your brain off from being able to see it. So sometimes using a hand mirror or looking in a window seeing a reflection off the TV is sometimes a good way to see how they really look. Oh, you have your PC radio is delayed. Do you have any messages for me? I don't know how you can hear me. I don't know how to, other than counting money, I don't know if that's your question. Do me a favor and write me a question, girl, okay? I'm going to go up here and look at area code 817 and
hello.
See who this is. Who's this?
This is Psychic Girl. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, and you're calling at tonight.
As you were reading it, yeah.
Well, that's better if I can get, you know, you kids, I'm trying to limit it to 2 or 3 minutes at the very most.
Okay.
And it's hard because I'm trying to get through.
I see.
I'm holding this. Oh, so hold a minute. Chat room, I'm holding it in place so I don't lose the questions. So what is your first name?
It's Victoria.
Oh, great name. I love these old, my granddaughter's Jacqueline.
Oh.
And Jacqueline Elizabeth, and I just love that wonderful
beautiful.
Name. Yeah, no kidding. But anyhow, if you could put a capsule around a thought, what do you have as a question for me?
Well, I wanted to know if there were any messages. You're a medium, right, where you can pick up.
Yeah, just ask me a question. Whom are you asking about?
No one in particular. I mean, the people that crossed over most recently, there were like 4 members of my family that died in 2005.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, the beginning of the year it was my niece, then it was my uncle, then my dad at the end of the year. So
hold on.
Whoever can come through, it might not even be them, I don't know.
Yeah, people in the chat room and those are listening, our spirit people will come and go. If you want to know how spirit travels and what it looks like, remember the movie What Dreams May Come. And
mm-hmm.
Robin Williams, and I always forget this young man's name, but his name makes me think of Cuba. Anyway, Robin Williams was at his own funeral, and this young man floated in and out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I keep forgetting his name. So they come and go, but the man that's with you now must be the uncle or a grandfather. But your father, I don't know if this would look like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably 5'60", 5'10", broad shoulders, a tannish skin, brown hair that's lightened a little bit and receding, and I see sprinkles on top of not a lot of hair. This man has been around you a lot. Now, do you recognize him as one of your parents' dads?
Yeah. That kind of sounds like my father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is your father in spirit?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, this man has been with you. So when did he pass away?
He passed away the beginning week of December of 2005.
Well, he says he's been with you for a while, so I want to say he's been with you at least 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, 2 years. He says 2 years.
Okay.
And so he's been with you, and he says he saved you from a car accident.
Oh, Jesus, what?
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is your dad. He's protecting you.
Oh, my God.
Are you
God.
Okay? Breathe, honey. Breathe.
Ooh,
okay, so.
Okay.
That's
wow.
heavy. I don't get. So if you remember the car near accident,
yeah,
I don't
know
very often. But
wow, Nancy.
But okay, girl.
That's a shocker.
Okay, remember I just listen it, and sometimes when we try to hear messages, it gets kind of blocked. But if I'm just open, it flows. So I'm gonna let you go, so I can get to these other messages. The 978 area code. Hold on.
Okay,
and
thanks, Nancy.
You got a great message, girl. That's your dad, then. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, so authentic living coach. I'll be traveling out of the country in a couple of weeks on my own. Any special words of advice to keep my trip extra great? You know, I see you doing some really good travel. This is going to be a really, really good trip, but I want you to remember to take a skirt or some pants. It feels like you get on your trip, you might forget something. So I don't know if you're planning to take a black skirt or black pair of pants. Be sure to pack them. And also with that, I don't know if you're like snack bars or something. Make sure you don't put them in your suitcase when you're traveling and have them with you. Funny, I would get that. But then I see you turning around. I don't know part of the country you live in, but do you live on the East Coast or West Coast? Because they're showing me after this trip, then you go into some kind of a bigger trip that comes up state south. I don't know if North, South Carolina or someplace else, but this is also a convention or a group of people. So it feels like a really good trip. No problem. Just travel and have a great trip. Great, great. Okay. And funny, I would pick up something about clothing. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Cheryl, John, yes, people are calling in. Hold on, 978-215 area codes, and let me get a couple of these. Otherwise, I lose the screen. Bryce Sorcerer, I love this question. A ringing in the ears, but several times a day, I get a very strong burst that lasts 4 to 10 seconds. It's quite intense. This is a spirit person. I don't know what part of the country you are in. It is a female, and this person is older, not elderly. So I don't know what that means. A very light-skinned woman, hair that was dark but now white. And I'm not sure why this noise. I think they're trying to have communication with you. Spirit kind told me there is no language in the universe, but there is musical notes. So what I think is happening is you're hearing the musical notes and not a language. So this entity, I want you to sit down and relax and say, speak in musical notes in the language I will know, and then you'll get more information. Andy was your friend's name. He speaks to me really quick. He did come when you wrote his name down. He has visited you in dreams, and he was very, I don't know if it's Andy or not, but I see a muscular man with brown hair who is around you, Paula, and he says he loves him more than friends. I don't know if he really, really was close to you. He shows me a hug. I don't know if it's in bed after a dream, but I do get, you were much more than friends. Okay. Well, maybe, I didn't read the rest of your message there. That's what it called, focus. So it felt like one or two, three dreams, and then one of the dreams he actually hugged you, but in the dream you're getting a hug, it's actually your body getting hugged because he shows me in a lying position. Your finances are going to get better as soon as 2 months, and it feels like February, so it's 3 months, but the first 2 years into February, you're going to have betterment. Don't know if it's because you pay your bills off or you get better money. So hold on, kids. Let me see who else is there. Nephew's room. Moon being your nephew. Get back to me how old he is, because there is people in there. There is a man in your house, and he's bent over at the shoulders, Tina. He makes me think it's family. This is a very big, tall man. You need to look in brown hair and brown skin. See who it is in the family. I don't feel a bad feeling with this as much as this man's trying to get your attention. You already are intuitive. It's probably a good idea for you to try to do some automatic writing. So, oops, didn't go on. For a minute I thought the chat room didn't work. So, anyway, 978 area code. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Mass Paranormal Gary.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. Hey, give us a plug. I'm going to be on his show. Is it December 22nd or February? I think we changed
February.
It.
We changed the date. I'm not in front of the computer right now. I don't know for sure which date, but you're definitely going to be on our show.
Yes, I think
you're
it's
awesome.
The 5th of February. Let me think here. I don't have it. So anyway, kids, I will post it on my website, nancymaps.com. It will be the first week in February, I believe. So, Gary, yeah. What's going on with you guys? What can I help you with?
I just kind of want to know what you see for me in 2009. You know, I did have one question about the finances that was mine. I'm hoping, you know, things get better this year. It's been a rough year.
Did you write that with me? And I said it was February, or was that somebody else?
That was me. That was
me. Oh. What do you have going this second week and third week in February? Do you have a project, or are you getting a new job? What's happening in that time frame?
Nothing that I know of at this
point. Yeah. At that point, we're going to be close to having our show, so you can give me some ideas.
Exactly.
Hold on a minute. Do me a favor and don't tell me what you do, but tell me how you do it. What kind of work?
Actually disabled.
How do you make money then?
from a disability from the federal government.
I wonder if there's going to be an increase or you do something to probably I wouldn't want to talk about this on the air, but I see Betterment coming your way. The other time frame I see is in September of 09, and they're showing me you developing something, and it's going to make you some more money. So I don't know if you're putting what you do for a living, you're putting paperwork together, promoting a project or a book, but that's being shown to me in September, and that's going to be very satisfying. Do you have anything you're talking about?
Some things. I'm keeping them under the carpet right
the
now. They're still in the talk stages.
Yeah, okay. But I do see September as that happening. We can privately talk about the one in February because I'm not positive I know what I'm seeing.
Okay.
All right. Really nice to hear from you. You guys, if you want to email me your emails so I can send you our letters from Karen Rossi, Karen the hypnotist in the room, and Char, Nancy@nancymats.com, because I'd love to hear from you guys and put you on the mailing list. And Gary, keep in touch with me, all right? We'll talk to you.
I definitely
through.
Will.
All right, my dear. Thank you.
Great show. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to get back to, psychic. Now I want to do what you do, Nancy. I would like everybody to do what I do, but there's a difference between helping friends for the fun of it and being paid. I was speaking to Christina earlier. She's on the line. It's one thing to want to do what I want to do. It's another thing to take responsibility for what I do and get paid for it. This is the only way I get make a living. And when you kids call me for a session, I make sure I'm right. And I write all the time. Heavens, I don't want to be only one person was right all the time, and he had sandals and walked on water. I can't follow no shoes. But I really try hard. So you have to have a foundation. You have to feel secure with yourself. You have to practice a lot before you start charging. If you can have a living and do this to help all your friends and neighbors and relatives do a radio show for nothing, then so be it. But there's a tremendous amount of responsibility. I've gotten to a place where I just allow the universe to channel through me, and I open up. Channeling is not the right word because I put my vision through, I don't know how I do it on email, but I'm very visual. I see movies, I see people, I see words. So a lot of it's vision. Secondly, I hear words like the father that said he helped Chris with Victoria. Victoria. That father said just came through and said I saved her from a car accident. Wow, he heard her on the phone saying I couldn't believe it. Okay. Someone's buying two homes. For retirement, so you know, I can't quite get it. You're going to have to type in caps. And when you guys abbreviate, I can't tell if it's someone's name or what. I'm sorry. A six-year-old nephew who's seeing spirits in his bedroom, clearly there's something going on. I would like the little boy to know that you have a tape recorder and you're going to tape record what he's seeing. You have to give trust to a child to let them know that you trust what they're seeing. Once they trust that, then you can deal with the child to be angry enough because they won't be seen as foolish. Talk to spirit people to leave them alone. Moonbeam, get hold of me and we'll get Char from California Haunts if you're in the neighborhood of California. If not, she can send somebody to help these people with the child, okay? Okay, area code 215. Who's
How
this?
How you doing?
Who's
My
this?
My name is Alexander. Good evening. How are you doing?
Well, hello, Alexander. In what state is 215 area code?
Philly.
Oh, another Philadelphia. You kids stay up late. Jesus. So you sound like a young man. What can I help you with?
My future relationships and my past. I feel kind of depressed sometimes. I don't know why.
Did you just break up with somebody a few weeks back or a couple months just recently?
I was dating some girl for a little while, but she never got back with me, so.
She broke up with you or you broke up with her?
The other way around.
I don't know. Did she break up with you?
Yeah.
Was she what I call a muscular or a solid built girl?
Yeah.
Okay, she even though she broke up with you, her life force is connected to you. she may not know that she's doing it. So I want you to remember, please don't think this is silly. I'm really serious, everybody in the chat room. We cord to people like I can cord to you and know what she looks like. She's putting her life force to you, and it could be disruptive to you, but she may not know she's doing it. She's either saying, gosh, darn, darn him, and she could be courted. Or she broke with you because she's frustrated or angry with you, but she could still be in love with you. Somehow you need to disconnect from her. So I want you to, and everybody listen in the chat room, this is going to be covered in my relationship book and other website, Blog Talk Radio shows. You have to disconnect the energy so you can start fresh, because she can hold you back without you even realizing it.
Right, because I'm still looking for the right person, you know what I mean?
Right, that's okay, but you need to break from her, because if you found another lady, she would have a sense of this one around you and not be interested in you until your soul is clean. You have to break the energy from this other lady before you find another one. It's like when you approach a lady.
Will I meet the woman?
You will, absolutely. But it will still be a couple months out. You have to break the energy from this lady off of you. And then when you meet somebody, that you'll be able to see with better vision than another lady. It's only a few weeks to a couple months, but you got to break the energy, okay? All right, young man, I got 4 minutes, 3 minutes left. I got to let you go. Break the energy off of you, and that's really important, everybody. Okay. Boy, it's hard being young and wanting the relationship. Even us ladies, we just have a tough time. Psychic chick. By the way, I just heard the feedback. Yes, I'm counting money. Thank you. All right. I got to keep going. Pennies from heaven, Karen. Yes. Karen says, my phone is acting up again, and I am looking for questions. We have 3 minutes left. Clover, I don't know. I was just remembering the year is 83, 2004. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for giving me such great questions tonight. I really, a psychic chick, I thank you for asking. Private readings, nancymatz.com. And you'll find email buttons, so you can email me or call me, and I'll give you everybody in my chat room. My toll-free number is 866-602-8966. But the best way to find that number or to email me is nancymatz.com if you want touch base with me. Okay. So anyway, the site with my sister and I is on Thursday night, 8 o'clock California time. And Bonnie and I are trying to have fun on this, and if you have other questions. And it's easier to kind of broad-base it. You can ask questions on the economy. I was going to give you some predictions tonight. Maybe I'll do that next week, because I've been getting them left and right lately about the economy. Okay, you need truth beyond reality. You know what? Go to bed, girls, gentlemen. It's late. East Coast is midnight. I don't know how you kids stay up so late. Good night. Good night, everybody. I love hearing from everybody, and questions are wonderful. Will the Cubs win the series in 2009? That's probably the hardest thing for me to see. It is the Cubs with the white uniform. I do not follow the sports at all. I just don't have the time, so it's unfortunate. I can't tell if they win or not. So let me know if they have, oh, boy, someone's following the clubs. Now, Phil, that's not a stupid moment, not at all, absolutely not. And that is my phone number, 866-602-8966. Thank you, Cheryl, John, for giving that out. Okay, good night, everybody, and it's been really fun. 50 seconds. I'm going to play this little commercial that was made for me. As a lady at KFBK played.
Some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it.
Good night, everybody.
I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Metz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, we have 6 seconds left, and I'll be off there. Thank you for coming. Oh, I do love this. It's very exuberating.